Is daf ayin hey. So let's take it from the very top line. The Gemara had mentioned before about this concept of an animal walking through a ben pekua, who we know is alive, physically is alive, but the shechita had worked on the ben pekua, so the ben pekua can be makabel tuma. Normally an animal is, when it's alive, the assumption is a live animal does not makabel tuma, but when it comes to this case, the ben pekua walking around, it is a makabel tuma. So the Gemara wants to know now, very top line, man tana, who is the one who holds us at avar benahar huchshar. If the animal, this ben pekua, walks in the river and becomes wet, because we know all food needs to come into contact with one of the shiva mashkim, water being one of them. So he walks, the ben pekua walks through the water, and then enters into a halach lebeis akvaros, nitma, such an animal is tame, even though it's alive. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosei Aglilihi, the Sanya, Rabbi Shum ben Elazar, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, mitame tumas ochlen vitzarech hechsher. It's mitame tumas ochlen and tzarech hechsher, and chacham omrim eino mitame Tumas Ochlin Mipnei Shehu Chai. Rabbi Yosef Glili thinks that when it comes to Ben Pekua, the din is it's considered food. It requires a huchsher. Hechsher requires getting wet first, and it is metame. And Chacham say no, it's not because it's alive. V'chol Shehu Chai Eino Metame Tumas Ochlin. That's how we paskin that anything alive cannot be considered tame. The other Rabbi Yochanan the Tame, Rabbi Yochanan is Lashitasa, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who quotes Rabbi Yosei Aglili, that the Ben Pekua Chai can become Tame. Where else do we see that he holds this way? Because he holds the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Ubei Shamei Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan lumped together the position of Rabbi Yosei Aglili along with the Shita of Bei Shamei. They say the same thing. Rabbi Yosei Aglili had the Amar. We already mentioned Rabbi Yosei Shita, that again, a Ben Pekua requires a Hechsher and Tame Tumas Ochlim. What Shita is Bei Shamei? Bei Shamei says, this mission that's found in Meseches Uksim, the Snan, Dagim Me'emas HaMekablin Tuma. At what point do fish become Tame? Beishami Omim Mishiatsudu, once you catch them, even though they're alive. So that's a Shita Beishamai, that they're Tame, even though they're Chai. We'll address that in just a second. Beishil Omim Beishil argues Mishiamusu. He says not until they die. He argues on this. And Rabbi Kiva Omim Misha She'en Yechal Nechayo. So Rabbi Kiva thinks when they're no longer able to live much longer. So it sounds like Beishil, Rabbi Kiva say the same thing. Beishil says when they die. Rabbi Kiva says when they can't live anymore. Isn't that the same thing? My Benayu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan dog mikarteya iki benai. What's dog mikarteya? Zez Rashi. If you look at Rashi, I don't know, a little less than halfway down the narrow lines, mikarteya mifarfer. The fish is still moving a little bit. It's flapping around. Ukigon shiyavesh bo kisela. It's dry as a rock, as dry as a coin of some sort. Ubein sampirav desulochai. Between the fins, it's no longer going to live anymore, but it's not yet dead. It's still moving. So according to Rabbi Kiva, since it's not going to live anymore, it's considered tameh. Basil says not until it stops moving and it's mamish dead. But what we brought this here is because to tell us that Rabbi Yosei Aglili and Beis Shammai say the same thing, that you do have an instance where an animal can become tameh even though it's actually still chai. There is a machlokus in the Achronim when Beis Shammai holds that you catch a fish, it's tameh, is that even when it's in the water or only when it left the water? So the Tveris Yisrael holds that only once it left the water, even though it's alive, since it's going to die pretty quickly, it's going to be considered tameh even now. And most Achronim argue and say, no, even if you catch it in the water, that's enough to already render the animal tummy.
How's it come tummy? It's in the water.
If someone, mace, touches it, the person swimming and touches the fish, that animal is going to be dead. Tummy, rather. Okay. The Gemara now says, Boy Rav Chista. Chista says, asks, Noldu bedogim simani trefa. Let's say there's simani trefa, there's a punctured lung in the fish. What's the din? Is that fish no longer going to become kosher? We know by an animal, a behema, if there's a trefa, even with a kosher shchita, that animal cannot be eaten. Is there such a thing by trefa of a fish? So we don't care about trefa. As long as you kill the fish, we don't care if there's a punctured lung or some other psul, we would eat it. So what's the din? So tiboy leman de amar trefa chaya, tiboy leman de amar trefa eino chaya. This question is asked whether you hold in general that a behema that's a trefa is considered alive, or even if you think an animal that is a trefa is not alive, the question is still a valid question. What do you mean? Tiboy leman de amar trefa chaya, the one who holds that a trefa is considered alive by an animal, even though it's got a puncture lung, we view it as chaya. Behemahu dinafisha chiyusa. That's only by an animal, because an animal has the ability, it's got some strength to live. It's a very strong animal. Valdogim, which are very puny animals, you just bang it over the head and it dies. Delo nafisha chayuso, lo. So only trefa chaya by a behema, where there are many vital organs helping this animal live. But a fish, even a fish, will be subject to trefa, but that trefa by a dogim will be considered enochai. It's already considered dead. Now the question here is not a question of whether you could eat it or not eat it. The question is whether or not it's going to become tummy or not tummy. So by an animal that's trefa, even if you assume it's alive by a behema and there's no tuma, by a fish we would assume it's mamish dead already, and it would become tummy with a trefa alone, because again, fish are very sensitive and delicate. Oh, Dilmer, perhaps we should say the opposite. Afilu l'man d'amar trefa enechaya. If you assume by a behema that trefa isn't considered alive, you view it as dead already now, but it's only by a behema. Honey be the behema, the yesh b'mina shchita, because there's a concept of shchita. Aval dogim de'ein b'minam shchita lo, but fish which are not subject to shchita, so trefa has no impact. Trefa is not a relevant factor. We don't even consider it at all. So, and therefore, maybe it would be considered still alive, even though there's a puncture lung by a fish, and not metame. The Gemara concludes this with a take. We don't know whether fish are subject to the lachas of trefa. Again, that's only regarding tuma and not tuma. Regarding eating it, trefa certainly doesn't affect the heter v'chila of fish. So the Gemara now quotes halfway down the Amud here, hitila nefil. Let's say a behema lets a stillborn come out. So what's the status of this stillborn, this behema, it's this calf that came out dead? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chelbo kechela behema. The chelav of the calf is just like the chelav of a behema. The din midraisa is one who eats chelav of a behema is chayev karis. One who eats chelav of a chay, of a wild animal, such as a deer, is not chayev karis. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chelav of the calf is considered like chelav of a behema. It's a cow. So why should it be different? And you're chayev karis for eating it. Rabbi Shimon Lakish argues in Amar, chelvo kechelav achaya. No, the fat is like the fat of achaya, which is actually mutter. But since this particular calf came out dead, it would be like eating a nevela. Eating a nevela isn't curry, it's a lava, but it's nevela, it's not real chelav. That's the machlokish. Rabbi Yochanan thinks the chelav of nefel is like a behemoth itself, and Rabbi Shlakish thinks it's like a chaya mutter, but again, there's just an iser nevela. So what's the machlokis? The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chelbo kechela behema, why do we view the fat of the calf like a real animal? It came out dead. Because avira garim. We don't care whether this calf was a full term or not. The fact is a calf came into this world. Once it comes into the avir of the world, that's called a cow. It's called a behema, and all the relevant dinim are there, so therefore the fat is aser tachiv karis. Reish Lakish Amar, chelbo kechela chaya, chadashim garmim. It's not based on coming to this world. It's not based on avira and leda. It's based on being full term. Since this calf, it came out as a stillborn, we view it as being not full term, and therefore it doesn't become a full behema. It's a premature creature, and therefore doesn't have a din of behema, and the chelav isn't a chelav behema, and the worst issur involved is eating it b'taras nevela, but not as a chelav behema. So that's the machlokas again. What creates a shame behema? Is it a avira, the birth into this world, or is a chadashim the maturity, the development of the calf? The Gemara says that's all one approach. So there is an ikah da'amri. Others say differently. Kol heichad lo kalu lo chadashim. Whenever the calf was not full term, lo klumu. It's nothing. Everyone agrees that's not considered behema. The chelav is like the chelav achaya. There's no iser karis. Ki pligi. When is there machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Heichad de hoshit yado lemei behema. When the roeh, the shepherd, sticks his hand inside the cow's womb, the talish chelav shall ben tes chai, and there's a live animal inside that's a full term, that's a full ben tes. He rips off some of the chelav of the calf that's inside the cow, v'achal, and the person eats it. So what's the din in that case? Is that going to be chelav of behema and chiv kares or not? So that's the machlokas, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chelbo kechela behema chadashim garmi. Since this was a ben test that we're referring to, it's a full-term calf, even though it didn't get born yet, we don't care. It's a full-term, and one would be chayev karis. Reish Lakish Amar, chelbo kechela chaya. It's not like a behema, it's like the chelav of a chaya, which is completely mutter. The animal's alive, so there's not even an iser nevel here. It's completely mutter to do such a thing. Why? Because Reish Lakish requires two things, chadashim v'avira garmi. You need the combination of a full-term, a developed calf, plus the avir being born into this world. Since this scenario, the calf wasn't yet born, there is no chaloshem behema, and the chaylev is not that of a chaylev behema. So asks the Gemara now, Eisivei Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. Ma chaylev v'shtei klayos ha'amuras ba'asham, moti michlal shalil. When it comes to the Torah tells us, when it comes to a carbon asham can only come from a zachar. You can't bring a nekev as an asham, you only bring it as a from a zachar. So what's the din here? So the Pasuk tells us, the Pasuk reads, one second, I'm getting the Pasuk here. The Pasuk reads, Chelev, no. Es kol chelbo yakriv mimenu, es ha'al yav es ha'chelev ha'mechas et ha'kerev. You take all the fat of the asham, your makrivit, v'shtei ha'kloyos, the two kidneys, v'es ha'chelev asher aleim, and the fat that's on top of them, asher ha'kasolim, v'es ha'yoseres. So you take all the fat and you throw it on. So the Gemara darshins, ma chelev v'shtei kloyos ha'muras ba'asham, the fats that are mentioned there by the asham, motzi michlal shlil, it excludes the shlil. You don't take the shlil, the fetus, to put on the carbon. Why? Because it can't ever be a shlil by a zachar, where asham only comes from a male. So of course it can't be a shlil. A male doesn't carry any calves, so therefore there's no shlil that's going on the mizbeach. Af kol, so to every other case, kol motzi michlal shlil. Even in a case where there's an akeva, such as a chatas could come from an akeva, or shlamim could come from either zachar or an akeva. Whenever there may be a shlil, then you never put it on the carbon, on the mizbeach, just like you don't buy an asham, because there can't be one by an asham. So that's the drasha. So what's the question? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Bishma lididi, this makes sense according to my opinion, because again, Rabbi Yochanan felt that what lididi hainu de itzrekra lemute, because I hold that the chaylev of a calf, of an uber, is a really chayv and regular chaylev behema. So that's why you need a pasuk. Even though chaylev of a calf is normal chaylev, your chayv karis, it's excluded from the mizbeach, excluded from the carbon. You need a special drasha, because I would have thought you should put it on the carbon, on the mizbeach, because it's a real, really part of the behema. But el didach, according to you, Reish Lakish, that you hold the chaylev behema is nothing, the chaylev of a calf is meaningless. So what's the havamina to put the chaylev, to put the shlil on the mizbeach? There's no havamina at all. Amai yitzchik, what do you need a pasuk to exclude it? The chaylev of a calf is meaningless. Amar lei, Reish Lakish says, taimi didi nami mehacha. This is my source for my general rule, meaning once the Torah tells me that the shlil, the chaylev of the shlil of a calf, you don't put on the mizbeach, this is the source that so to every other halacha, we don't view the chaylev as being anything significant. That's why you can eat the chaylev of a calf. This is his very source. So then the Gemara says, Ikadamri, it was asked differently. Eisvei Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan, was switched around. Reish Lakish was challenging Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Just like the carbon asham, which has no shlil, and therefore by definition it has to be excluded from the carbon because it doesn't exist. Afkol, so to every other carbon, even though it might have a shlil, it's motzi michlal shlil, we don't bring the shlil. So that's the drasha. Bishmalidi says Reish Lakish, it makes sense according to me. Bishm hachi mi'ata rachmana, that's why the Torah excluded it, because it doesn't exist. It's not a concept. Why don't you bring it on the mizbeach? Because it's meaningless. Chelev of a calf, of a shlil, is not a chelev, and that's why it's excluded. Bel didach, Rabbi Yochanan, according to your svara, do you hold the chelev of the calf is chelev behema likarav? Why does the Torah exclude it? It should be on the mizbeach. So Gemara says back, Rabbi Yochanan responds back, Amar lei, mi did dehava mechusar zman. Just like mechusar zman. That what? You could still have an animal that is have the dinim of an animal, yet it can still be potter from the carbon. Mechusar zman is an animal that's a real cow. The problem is a technicality, you haven't waited 8 days yet to bring it as a carbon. Here too as well, I agree, this chaylev of the calf is real chaylev, and you can't eat it, it's chayv karis, but still, sometimes the Torah excludes things that really have a din of a behema, a din of a carbon, and therefore he's not bothered by this either. Slightly new topic now. The Gemara says, last five lines of the Amud here. Amar Rabbi Ami says, Hashochet is a trefa. Let's say you shecht a mother cow that's a trefa. She has a punctured lung. And what happens is when you open up the stomach, Matzaba ben Teschai, you find a living animal that's a full term, a living calf. So what's the status of the animal? So the Gemara explains as follows. The Divrei Ha'oser Matir, the Divrei Ha'matir Oser. What does that mean, the Divrei Oser Matir? The Gemara explained, L'divrei ha'oser matir, if you look at Rashi, five lines up, Rashi says, L'divrei ha'oser ben tishachai b'ksheira ad shishchatanu. If you normally hold that a shchita on the mother, if the mother were to be kosher, a kosher animal, it does not work on the ben chai. It doesn't work ben pekua. That normally the divrei oser, in this case it would actually mutter because the shechita is actually matir. But since the shechita doesn't work for the mother, since the mother is a trefa, it does work in this instance on the ben chai that's inside. I'm sorry, on the side when you shecht it itself. Even though the divrei oser, sorry again, if you normally shecht the mother, that's kasher, so then you can't eat the ben chai, but you're matir the uber if you shecht the uber itself when it's alive. That does work. But if you hold normally that divrei matir, that when you shech the mother in a regular case, that shechita does work on the ben pekua. In this case, you can't shech the ben pekua is actually going to be usher. The shechita's mother doesn't work. It doesn't work for her, and won't even work on the child itself, because since it didn't work for the mother, since the mother's a trefa, memela doesn't work for the uber itself. Fine. So Gemara explains further now. Rav Amar Ledivri Amatir Nami Mutter Dal Tzimanim Ach Shebei Rachmanam. Even if you normally hold that when you shech the mother cow, it works on the ben pekua. And in this case, since the mother cow is trefa, so shechita didn't work for the mother, it shouldn't work for the ben chai either. It should be aser. But Rava says no. There are actually four simanim for a normal ben pekua. You can either shech the two simanim of the mother or two simanim of the uber itself, the ben pekua. So since in this instance the mother's a trefa, so the shechita of the mother didn't work, you could still do the other two simanim of the four and shech the uber itself, and that will still work. So that's the understanding. So Amar Rav Chisda comes along and says, last line of the Omidir, Hashochet es a trefa. You shech the mother, that's a trefa. Umata ba ben tescha. You find inside a live calf that's well and developed. Taon shechita. You have to shech the calf itself. The chai bizar v'lechai v'keva. You have to give these different parts of the animal to the kohen. Every chulin animal that shechted it goes to the kohanim. That's one of these 24 matnos kahuna. V'meis tower milatame b'masa. But let's say before you shech the calf, the animal, the calf drops dead. It's not metame, right? You hear that? So the Gemara says the calf was she. You shechted the mother. The mother's a trefa. So now that trefa doesn't work for the calf, the ben pekua. So you need to do another shechita on the ben pekua to eat it. But if you didn't do a shechita ben pekua, so then if the ben pekua dies before him, it's still tahor. Because the shechita of the mother did work for the calf. So there's a steer that Gemara is about to ask. We say that the shechita of the mother works legabe the tuma, it's tahor the ben pekua, but the shechita doesn't work legabe the achila. So the question is, does the shechita work of the mother? It does not work by the mother. So the Gemara asks this question, two lines down. Amale Rava, Rava says, Taon shechita, it requires, the ben pekua requires shechita, that's Kaman Krabi Meir, who holds in general, ben pekua needs its own shechita, even though the mother had a shechita. So you need a shechita to eat the animal. But, in Mace, you said if it wasn't shechted, and the calf just died, it's tahor, milatame masa. It is tahor, because the shechita of the mother did work from removing it from a state of nevela. That's Kaman Krabanan, who holds that the shechita of the mother does work on the calf. So which one is it? Is the shechita of the mother effective on the calf in this case, or is it ineffective on the calf? So that's the question Rava asked Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, according to your svar, I've got a question for you. How the Tani Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya holds, Hashochet es a trefa. You shech the mother cow that's a trefa, umata ba ben tescha. You find a live calf inside. Taon shechita v'chai b'zor l'chai in the keva. You require shechita on the bet bekua, and you give all the manos kuna to the kohanim. V'meis tahor milatame b'masa. So if it dies before the shechita, so don't worry, it's still tahor because the shechita of the mother did work. So the same question. That the Gemara says, Taon shechita, that you require the shechita to eat the ben pekua, that's Kaman, that's Kari Meir, who requires a shechita on ben pekua. But then it says, Rabbi Chiya says in the Braise of Imeis, if the animal died before shechita, Taor milatame masa, it's Taor, because the shechita of the mother did work, that's Kirabana. So Gemara says, Hola Kasha, this is not a contradiction, because Rabbi Chiya, im kvar matu meis ka'amar. Rabbi Chiya is talking about a case, if the animal already died, that's what the situation Rashi says, when the animal died inside the me'imo, even Rabbi Meir will agree that the shechita of the mother will be matir from the tumah. But we're talking about a case, el didach kasha, where you talk about the animal was already born into this world, so then the shechita doesn't work in tumas of the tumah. So Amar Lei, l'didi nami lo kasha, it's not a kasha for me, because I hold dal simanim ach shebei rachmana. There really are four simanim that are machshir, the the ben pekua. The two that work, you need a total of four. The first two that were on the mother worked for the ben pekua regarding the tumah v'tara. You need an additional two on the ben pekua itself to matter it for achila as well. Gemara now says kisalik Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira, he when he left to Eretz Yisrael, so what happened? Ashkechei the Rabbi Asi the Yosef, he found Rabbi Asi was sitting down and learning. The Kamar Laha Lashmais, he was learning this particular sugya. Amalei, so he says to him, Asi says to Rabbi Zeira, Yasher v'chein am Rabbi Yochanan. This is correct, and that's a Rabbi Yochanan paskin that what? That Shita Rav Chista is you require four simanim of the ben pekua to eat the ben pekua, the two from the mother and the two from itself. So Gemara says, Michlal de Palagaler Reish Lakish. The fact that he says this, Rabbi Yochanan says, when we had this above, no one mentioned anything about Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding this particular question. Earlier we had a discussion, but that was a different topic. This topic about the Dalat Simanim, no one mentioned Reish Lakish Reish Yochanan. So why is he saying Dafka Rabbi Yochanan? Does that apply Michlal de Palagaler Reish Lakish? So Gemara says, we don't know. We're actually not sure. He mentioned Rabbi Yochanan and not Reish Lakish because Mishai Havishai Lei Vishasik Lei. Rashi explains that normally, when the minig of Reish Lakish, Rashi explains, is when Rabbi Yochanan would give a certain psak, so that he didn't agree to, Reish Lakish would just wait an hour or two, and before he would argue, because perhaps Rabbi Yochanan would retract, and he wouldn't have to get into any machlokas. So here, Reish Lakish waited a little bit, Rabbi Yochanan didn't retract, Reish Lakish didn't argue, so we weren't really sure where Reish Lakish stood on the issue, and therefore we don't know if Reish Lakish argues or agrees. Alternatively, the Gemara says, Ikadami, others say, Mishta have a shas of a shasile. Rav Shlakish is busy drinking water, Rashi says. He was busy drinking, he was involved in drinking and eating while Rabbi Yochanan was giving his sugi over, and therefore we don't know what his response would have been if there would have even been a response. So that ends that conversation. Okay, the Gemara now goes back to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Shizuri, Omer Afilu v'chule. He's going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said we had a machlokas of what to do with the ben pekua. This goes back to which daf again? This is going back to, I think this is machlokas Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, and then Rabbi Shimon ben Shizuri. Which daf? Ayin Beis, he said? Okay. So Ayin Beis. So there we go. The
That's the last Mishnah.
No, I don't see it. Okay, I'm not sure where this daf was exactly, but the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, he held that if you have an animal that's a ben pekua, it could be 5 years old and busy plowing the field, you could just eat it still. The Shita of the mother 5 years earlier is still chal on this ben pekua, which the Gemara says that's exactly the Shita of Chachamim. That's Hainu Tanakama that says that a ben pekua, which means the mother was shechted while it was inside, so the din is you don't require another Shita on this child.
It's fine.
We'll go by. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says we don't need another one because Tanna Kamma says that you don't need another Shechita. So this is exactly Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, that you could be living for 5 years, this calf, and the Ben Pekua is still alive. So what is the difference between Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Tanna Kamma? So Amar Rav Kana, Hifris Agabe Karka, Ikebenayo. So what's that case? So Rashi says, let's say this ben pekua put its feet on the ground. So according to Tanna Kamma, once it begins to walk, you can't eat it. It requires a shechita midirabanan because of maris ayin. Rabbi Shimon ben Shizuri says, no, this animal could be walking for 5 years and plowing the fields. We don't care. We're not concerned with maris ayin, and you're allowed to eat it without any shechita. So that's machlokas. They both agree fundamentally. A animal that's ben pekua doesn't require shechita. The question is whether the gozer when the animal begins to walk because of maris ayin. That's the nafkamina. So Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rav Misharshia Ladivrei HaOmer, Choshishin Lezera Av. There's a big machlok as we're going to discuss this. I think it's in the next parak about whether the Choshishin Lezera Av, in terms of DNAs and different genes from the mother and the father. So there's an opinion that we are choshesh that half the genes, this is what we normally assume in science, that half, it's not really necessarily true, but there's a significant amount of the genes come from the father, of course. So what happens is a ben pekua, haba al behema mal yasa. Let's say a ben pekua, zachar, male, has another cow, calf with a regular cow. So ben pekua, bull, and a regular cow, they have a calf now. So havlad ein lo takana. The calf now, which is father's a ben pekua and its mother's a regular cow, so that animal, that calf has no takana. Why? So Rashi explains, we look at Rashi ein lo takana, to right around where we are in the Gemara. Ein lo takana shareihu kimish ein lo ela simon echad mitzad imo. Because the ben pekua father, the bull, doesn't have any simanim needed. So it's as if it passed on to its child, no need for simanim. no zero simanim. But the cow side, the mother, had two simanim, so it has one simon from the mother, but no requirement of simanim for the father. What does that mean? She has simon asheni shachet. The second simon it has already was considered shachet already. A ben pekua, let's say a ben pekua and a ben pekua, a mother and father, both ben pekuas, and they have a child, that calf doesn't require any shechita, because it was shechted from both its mother and father's side. But now what happens together, a new calf, which one parent is a ben pekua, the other one's not, so it has a shechted simon from its father's side. But that simon was shechted when it was born. The moment it was born, we view it as being shechted already. So look at Rashi says, she has simon asheni of this calf, was already shachar v'omidu, shein shechita as nohegesbo. There's no need for shechita, which means we view the simon, even though it's not physically shechted, we view either the kanner or the veshet as shechted already, the moment it was born. And now what happens is you only, you know, one simon to only shecht one of the kanaveshet, it doesn't work for behema, you need two. So why can't you combine the first simon that's already considered shechted from the father with the new simon that you're shechting right now? Actually, why can't you combine the two? The kama, you can't mitzarif the kama to the first one. It's too much of a shia. We know when you normally do two simanim, you have to shecht them immediately. But this calf that was born from a ben pekua and a regular cow, the moment it was born, one simon was considered shechted already. Then you want to shecht it, a couple hours later, whatever moment it is, that's a shehiya between the second simon and the first simon. So unless you shecht it the moment it comes out, which I think is probably impossible to do, therefore it's a shehiya and there's no takana for eating this animal. So Amar Abai says, I call Modem, everybody's in agreement. They call it ben pekua shemutter. So even though we had a machlokas by a ben pekua, whether or not you're allowed to eat it, and that was a question really of Maris Ayin concerns, because you see a live cow, no one knows it's a ben pekua, so then you say you have to shecht the Maris Ayin. But if it's a case where the animal was born kulit, which means its hooves weren't split, you had a calf that had strange hooves to it, and it was also from a ben pekua, it was born, it was pulled out of the cow that was shechted, it's a ben pekua and a kulit, these two together, that's mutter. Why? Because kol misa de tamia midchar dechir le inshi. When something is such a strain, such a rarity, people are going to remember. So people are going to know, oh, that's the famous cow that was on the front page of the New York Times because it was a ben pekua kulit. Call it ben pekua. So that if you eat it, everyone's going to know that it doesn't require shechted. So that's the only case that everyone would agree you could eat it. Ikadami, others say no. Amar Abai says no. I call molden bekulit ben kluta ben pekua shemutter. Has to be a kulit. That was a non-split-hooved animal, the child of another non-split-hooved animal, that was a ben pekua itself, all multiple types of strange things going on. Only that case is mutter, my time, trei tamia mitchar dechir inshi. This understanding is one strange thing is not going to help people remember things, but two strange things, a double kulit, ben pekua, that people will remember, and that's the only case everybody agrees you can eat it without any shechita, because there's no concern of maris ayin.
Why does kulit good only when it's inside the mother?
When it's only even if it's just born to the mother. Even if it's born to the mother. Forget even inside, right? So then the Gemara says, Amr Ziri, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Shazuri. We pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Shazuri, which means that the animal is busy walking around. If it's a ben pekua, 5 years later, you still may eat it. That's his shita. The Chen Haya, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Matir, Bivno, Uben Beno, Ad Sof Koladaris. He permitted this ben pekua, and all its children thereafter are going to be permitted. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hu Mutar Ubno Aser. He argues and says, no, only the ben pekua itself is mutar, but any descendants thereafter are going to be aser. So Gemara says, Ad Bar Chava Havale ben pekua Denafel Dova Ale. So he had a ben pekua in his flock, and a dove, a bear, came and killed it. So the question is, can you eat it? You don't require shechita. So who cares how it died? You could eat the ben pekua alive. So what's the din? As l'kamer de Rashi asked the shayla to Rashi. Amar lei zil shechir shechti, go shecht it. Apparently the animal wasn't. Rashi says here it was a zev rather. A zev came and made a trefa, but you weren't able to. Wasn't able to live, so it was a trefa. So the din was you require. It doesn't work. You have to shecht the animal. You can't just eat it like this. You need to shecht it. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Hamar Ziri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Halach Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Don't we pass like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, who holds that you don't require Shechita on Ben Pekui, even though it's walking around. So how come he requires a shechita in this case? And he permitted all generations thereafter of the Ben Pekua to be eaten. And not only that, V'afil Rabbi Yochan, who argued, Lo kamer el beno, aval ihi lo. So, and Rabbi Yochan only argued regarding the calves, the children thereafter, but Rabbi Yochan agreed the cow itself, the Ben Pekua itself, even he agreed you could eat without having to shecht it all. So how come when he came to Rashi, Rashi said, ah, you can't eat this, you have to shecht the animal. So the Gemara says, Amarlei, Rabbi Yochan l'divrei Rabbi Shimon Shizuri kamar. He was only saying, understanding Rabbi Shimon Shizuri's position, but Rabbi Yochan himself argued. Meaning the question was, within Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, who holds, you could eat a Ben Pekua without a shechita, how far does he go? Does he say Ad Kol Doros, or does he say only the Ben Pekua Avalo Buno? That was the machlokes Rabbi Yochan was weighing in. But in terms of how to paskin, Rabbi Yochan paskin against Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, that you must shech the Ben Pekua. The Gemara says, "V'ha Amar Rabin Bar Chanina Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Chanina Halacha Kri Rabbi Shimon Shizuri." That we passing like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri all over the place, all over Shas. And so here as well, we should passing like him. V'lo, oh, not only that, Ela B'kol Makom Shishana Rabbi Shimon Shizuri B'Mishnah Seinu Halacha Kamosa. Whenever the Mishnah quotes the position of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, that means we hold like him. So this is an example where the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, and we should hold that you can't eat the Ben Pekua even without shechting it. So Amar Lei. I hold differently. I hold like this. Dama Rabbi Yonasan, Halacha Ki Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, only in two cases, the case of Masukan and the case of Trumas Meiser, Shel Demai. These are the only two Mishnahs we passing like. Every other case we don't passing like him, which means in our case of the Ben Pekua, one would have to shecht it first. So what are the two cases we do passing like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri? Gemara says, Mesukan is a Mishnah, Gittin, Disnan, Barishona, how you omer in the beginning. The halach is when a person wants to have a messenger make a write a get for his wife, he has to say two things, Kisru, Vinosnu. I want you to write the get, I also want you to give the get. But if one says Kisru, just write it, and it was not ordered to give it as well, the Shliach has no authority to give it as well. You have to say Kisru, Vinosnu. The Gemara says there are some exceptions, though. The Rishona initially, how you omer, they would say, Hayotze Bekola, a person's going out with chains around his neck. He's going to be killed by the Malchus. He's going to be beheaded. The Omer, he says on the way out, Kisru Gelishi, right, it will get for my wife. And he didn't say Nasnu. The din is, in that case, it was understood. We could understand that he meant to say, give it as well. So that's a special exception. Chazul Omer, they went back to say even further, to add, Af, a guy who's going on a big business trip, he doesn't know when he's coming back, he's concerned of the dangerous trip along the way, he tells a guy, please write a get for my wife, even though he didn't say give, it's understood he meant to say give as well. So that's a ready second category where they added on to this leniency. And comes along finally in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer Af HaMasukan, a person who is very dangerously ill, and tells someone to write a get to his wife, it's understood he means to also give the get to his wife, and that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri that we do, in fact, pasuk like. That's the case of Masukam. Finally, the other exception where we do pasuk like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri is the case of Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, the way it works is that the farmer, the new season, has all the new fruit. He gives the first batch of fruit, the first 1/50th of Berech, to the Kohanim. That's called Truma. He gives the next 1/10, that's called Meiser Rishon, goes to the Levi. And of that Meiser Rishon that I receive as a Levi, I take a tenth of that tenth and give it to the Kohen. So that's called Trumas Meiser. So let's say, for example, the farmer has 100 grapes, so he gives 10 grapes to me. That's 1/10. Now I've got 10 grapes. I take 1/10, which is one grape. I give that grape to Ezra. That's called Trumas Meiser. So what's the din? Let's say we assume the farmer took all the various things. He took the Truma and the mice and everything he took out. But there came a time when we didn't trust everybody in terms of separating Trumas and Meisos. So a person bought something from an individual's Eino Neman. We don't trust him. And so I have an obligation as a purchaser now, since we assume he didn't take Trumas Meiser, I need to take it. So that's called Demai. We don't know. Demai is unclear whether he took it. So we assume he didn't take it. What happened was, Shabbos came. And I forgot to separate beforehand. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to separate Trumas and Meisos. It's called Tikkun Mana. So now I've got all these fruits, grapes, which I want to eat, but I wasn't separating Trumas and Meisos. So the Gemara says, I'm allowed to ask the Mocher. In this case, I could ask him, and if he tells me he took Trumas and Meisos, we trust him. In this case, because we have no other choice. It's Shabbos, and I can't separate it myself. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says on this, the Tanan, Trumas Meisos Shel Demai, Shechajalim Komo. So that only works on Shabbos according to Tanakhama. But the moment Shabbos is over, then we assume that Shumas and Maisers weren't taken, and then you have to go back and separate Shumas and Maisers. Meaning the leniency of trusting the Mocher is only for Shabbat itself, not beyond that. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Shuzuri Omer, Af Bechol Sholo V'Ochlo Apiv. Even on a regular weekday, you could ask the Mocher if he took it or not, and if he said he took it, he separated Shumas and Maisers, you could trust him, and he's reliable. That's the second time where we do passing like Rabbi Shimon Shuzuri in the Mishnah House.